The epistle for the third Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the first epistle of St. Peter. Dearly beloved, be you humbled under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in the time of visitation, casting all your care upon him, for he hath care of you. Be sober and watch, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, goeth about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist ye strong in faith, knowing that the same affliction befalls your brethren who are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a little, will himself perfect you and confirm you and establish you. To him be glory and empire forever and ever. Amen. Please stand for today's Holy Gospel, which is taken from the beginning of the 15th chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke. At that time, the publicans and sinners drew nigh unto Jesus to hear him, and the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spoke to them this parable, saying, What man of you that hath 100 sheep, and if he shall lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the desert, and go after that which was lost until he find it. And then when he hath found it, he lays it upon his shoulders, rejoicing, and coming home, calling together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, Rejoice with me, because I have found my sheep that was lost. I say to you, that even so there shall be joy in heaven upon one sinner that doth penance, more than upon 99 just who need not penance. Or what woman having 10 groats, if she will lose one groat, doth not light a candle and sweep the house, and seek diligently until she find it? And when she hath found it, calling together her friends and neighbors, saying, Rejoice with me, because I have found the groat which I had lost. So I say to you, there shall be joy before the angels of God upon one sinner doing penance. Thus are the words of today's most holy gospel. Please be seated. Be sober and watch, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, goeth about seeking whom he may devour. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, yes, the devil does exist, in spite of many people who don't want to believe in him. He's not simply some imaginary figure which the leaders of the church made up to force everyone to make everyone afraid so they'll submit and do what they want. Obviously, many accusations have been made in this way. The devil does exist. St. Peter tells us in today's epistle that he does exist. We obviously can also look in the scriptures. 77 times we see the devil mentioned in the Holy Scriptures. 51 times talks about Satan. So this is the Word of God. And so the devil indeed does exist. We also, of course, saw our Lord before he began his public ministry. The devil came to him and tempted him 3 times. Many times when our Lord worked cures, he cured the sick. Many times it was by casting out devils, which had possessed those souls. And so we see then that the devil does exist. He does roam about, seeking our soul. He wants to bring every soul down to hell with him, if at all possible. So we need to understand this. Now, although the devil does exist, there's no need for us to despair. It's not a hopeless case. St. Peter tells us in today's epistle, we need to cast all of our concerns upon our Lord. Our Lord has care over us. He became man to redeem us. So if we do our part, he's not going to let us go to hell. Our Lord died on the cross for us, and it was not in vain. We're going to have the graces we need, as long as we cooperate with those graces, to get ourselves to heaven. Now, just 2 days ago, we celebrated the Feast of the Sacred Heart. What does our Lord tell us? He says, Come to me, all you who are burdened, and I will comfort you. Our Lord will be there for us. As much as we depend on men at times, we're left out in the cold. Okay? We don't have the help we want. We don't find the comfort. We don't find the consolation. And oftentimes, like our Lord, we find ourselves betrayed by those whom we trust. Our Lord is not like that. Our Lord, our Lady, they are there for us. We need to go to them with great confidence, with great trust, putting ourselves under their care. They will not leave us unaided. These great prayers which we have, especially to Our Lady, the Memorare. Never has been known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, was left unaided. So she will help us. We just simply need to go to her and ask for that help. Now, St. Peter gives us great advice. He says, be sober and watch. We've got to be on our guard. The devil is there going about. It is a great example. He gives this example of the lion. You think of the lion in the jungle. Lurks about, crouching down, trying to find his prey, moving silently around until he can pounce upon his prey. This is exactly what the devil does. He wants our soul. He wants our soul in hell with him. And he prowls about watching us. He waits. Quietly, silently, hidden, but he waits. He watches our actions. He watches when we're weak. Just as an animal is weak, that's when the lion pounces upon the animal. The same thing with the devil. He waits for that moment, that right moment, when we're not paying attention, when we're not on our guard, and he pounces. He gives us that great temptation. And unfortunately, oftentimes, because we don't take the means to avoid it, we don't take the means to fight it off, we fall into sin. We offend our blessed Lord. We need, as St. Peter says, to draw strength from the fact that we're all in the same boat. We all are tempted. He tells us every single one of us is the same. None of us are excluded. We all have to fight the same fight. We all have to struggle to be virtuous. We all have to keep ourselves out of those occasions of sin. None of us are exempted from this. No matter how holy we might be, the devil is still there. And especially the more holy we are, the more he wants us to fall. The more he's going to be watching us. There are many souls in this world today he doesn't have to worry about. The lives they lead are completely devoid of God, and so they're serving him by their own lives. They're serving the devil by the way they live. He doesn't have to worry about them. He doesn't need to tempt them. They live their lives in such a way they're serving him anyway. And so obviously he can spend more time on us. He can be paying more attention to those of us who want to save our souls, those of us who want to get to heaven. And he is watching. He's watching for that opportunity. And so we must always be on our guard. Be sober and be watched, and watch, as St. Peter says. We have the great example of St. John the Baptist. We just celebrated his feast a little over a week ago, his birth a little over a week ago. And so we see in his life, he was chosen to be the precursor of our Lord. Why? Because his life of prayer, his life of penance showed us the way. It made this preparation for our Lord. So we need to follow his example. These are the means in which we're going to fight against the devil. By our prayers and by our penance. We're going to build up in our soul this defense against these temptations which Satan might put in our way. And he does put those temptations there. He does put those stumbling blocks there. But that's why we have to be on our guard. Now, St. Peter ends today's epistle on a consoling note. He reminds us that this time we have on this earth, this valley of tears, this time of suffering, is limited. It's a short time. And then, if we're faithful, of course, we allow our Lord to shape us, to form us, to prepare us, then we'll go to heaven. And that's our true home. Okay, not in this world. If we live this life as though this world was our home, we're going to lose our soul. Plain and simple. Our home is heaven. And we need to live our life here and now as a preparation to get there. Always being on our guard, always watching, always doing what we can to imitate our Lord. We need, of course, to be on our guard, because what is the only problem is ourselves. The grace is there. God will give us the grace. He will give us all the help we need, but we have to make use of this. We have to make the good choices in our lives. And how many times do we fall because we make those bad choices? We choose to follow our own will. We choose to gratify our passions rather than following the will of God, rather than using those graces He has to give to us and fighting against the temptation. It's our own fault. It's not the devil's fault. He may tempt us, but we give in. The devil cannot make us sin. It's impossible. We make the choice. We have a free will. We are the one who makes that choice. We are the one who turns our back on God. It's not the devil. So we can't blame him. We can't say the devil made me do it, because no, he didn't. He may have tempted you, may have put the stumbling block there, may have put the temptation there, but he did not make you do it. We make those choices. And we need a stronger will. We've got to strengthen ourselves. And what does our Lord tell us? In the Gospel of St. Luke, He says, if any man wants to come after Me, to follow Me, will take up his cross, deny himself daily, and follow Me. Okay? So self-denial. This is what we have to work on. And obviously, we don't like to do that. We don't like to deny ourselves. We don't like to do without things. We don't like to practice penance. But my dear friends, these are the means which we have to overcome the devil. And these are the means that we must put into practice if we want to get to heaven. So let us not miss out on the opportunities we have each day to make sacrifices. Look, if we honestly look at our days, we see many opportunities, many chances for us to give something up for God. So it's not only a negative thing. It's not just staying out of sin. That's not enough. We have to do positive things. We have to practice virtue. We have to make sacrifices. We have to give things up. We have to become more like our Lord. It wasn't easy for Him to die on the cross. But He loved us so much, He did this for us. And what are we going to do in return for Him? We need to ask ourselves that question. What am I going to do for Jesus? He's died for me. He's given His life for me. He's given me a chance to go to heaven. And what am I going to do for Him? And we have to do something in return. Otherwise, we're not going to save our soul. Let's not deceive ourselves. We're not going to save our souls. God wants our heart for Himself. So let us strive really to follow this advice of St. Peter, to go to our Lord, to imitate our Lord, to go to Him for our comfort and consolation, not to anything in this world, to take up our cross every day and to follow our Lord. This is how we're going to keep away from sin. And that's the main thing we must do each day. Keep ourselves out of sin and practice the virtues. So my dear friends, let us turn today during this Mass to the Sacred Heart. We just, of course, celebrated His feast 2 days ago. Let us flee from this world. Let us flee from the things of this world to our Lord's heart. Why was our Lord's heart pierced? Why does He show His heart to us with that wound where the sword pierced His heart? He opens His heart to us. He wants us to come there. He wants us to take up our dwelling there. And He has obviously promised to help us if we do so. Let's go to Him. Let's seek our comfort in Him, for He will certainly strengthen us. Let's also turn towards our Blessed Mother, especially under the title of Our Lady Perpetual Help. She suffered greatly at the foot of the cross. And again, for us, It wasn't for her. She had no sin. She didn't need to suffer all that. It was for us. She's our mother. She will help us. She wants to help us. She will help us to get to heaven if we do our part. Let's go to her. Let's ask her to help us to be faithful to her son. Let us ask her to help us to be faithful to our duties of state. This is how we're going to save our soul. Faithfully fulfilling our duties of state. It's very simple. It's not that difficult. We don't have to do great things. Living our life with our hearts and our minds and our souls filled with love of God and doing everything for Him and keeping our souls out of sin. Those three simple things. We will get our souls to heaven. Let's ask Our Lady to help us to do this. Let us ask for those graces we need to deny ourselves, to take up our cross, to deny ourselves, and to follow our Lord. And if we do these things, we'll certainly have that help from heaven. We can, in denying ourselves, we will certainly in the end hear the words of our Lord, "Come, my good and faithful servant, into that dwelling place prepared by my heavenly Father." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.